Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Ask Megan Show, brought to you by Balancing Point Podcast. On this show, Megan Fairchild, who's a principal dancer with New York City Ballet, answers your questions. My name's Kimberly Falker, and I'm the host of the Balancing Point Podcast. So let's go ahead and get started with today's show. Today's question comes from Rachel Perez, who wrote in, I'm curious what rehearsals look like at New York City Ballet. Who are the players involved in group divertissement, solo, and pas de deux rehearsals? Is a ballet master always present, or only for choreography of certain choreographers? What is the role of ballet coaches? I see some of this from YouTube posts from New York City Ballet, San Francisco Ballet, Royal Ballet, etc., and would love to know more. Love your podcast, particularly the behind-the-scenes topics. As a huge ballet fan, it's so fun to learn about all of the various things that go into a production before the curtain goes up. Thanks so much for writing in, Rachel. At New York City Ballet, we have about 8 ballet masters, all former members of the company, many from Balanchine's time, who specialize in teaching and coaching us in the ballets we perform on stage. Some specialize in the Jerome Robbins repertoire, some in Balanchine, and others in new choreography. Before our season starts, they are each assigned a certain number of ballets to be in charge of. That means they are in charge of the ballet from the first moment of teaching the steps to the last moment when the curtain goes down after we've been performing it. So they are there to teach and maintain the integrity of the choreography and to also be our eyes and tell us what looks right on our bodies and what we need to fix. Like if you're having trouble with a step, it is their job to help you figure it out and figure out how to make it happen on your body and in your dancing. It is also their job to pass along information from the last time the ballet went. Things like, Peter really wants you to do this here, so make sure you make this moment like this. That sort of thing. They also are like a physical coach for you. They might push you to run the ballet without stopping so that you can develop stamina and see how hard it will really be. They sit in the front of the room on a stool. When they decide that you need to stop mid-ballet, maybe because something went wrong, they clap their hands so that the dancers and the pianist know to stop and that we are going to take a minute to fix something. There are also rehearsals we refer to as requests at New York City Ballet. A request is when you, as the dancer, request studio space with a pianist so that you can rehearse and run the ballet on your own. If you want a ballet master present, that is up to you. But requests are a nice time to just run the ballet for stamina. If you want some eyes there and someone to give you notes on how it looks, then you would request your ballet master to come as well. Oftentimes, requests occur in between performances of a certain ballet when you want to keep it fresh in your body and mind. Otherwise, all of our rehearsals are scheduled and organized by the ballet masters in charge of that given ballet. Ballet masters are backstage before the curtain goes up, usually to make sure everyone is ready to go and maybe to wish us merred. And they sneak out to the audience right before the ballet starts. Then when the ballet is over, they make it backstage before we are done bowing. After we have bowed in front of the curtain, they are the first people we speak with about how it all went. We might talk to the conductor with them if the tempo was okay or not, and maybe they will give a little correction here or there. But mostly they are just there for moral support after the ballet is over, which is nice closure after having worked on the piece with them through all of the rehearsal process. They are also there for every performance because if something happens to a specific dancer and someone gets injured, they'll rush out of the audience backstage, make sure the dancer's okay, see if they can teach someone really quick the part that, you know, needs to be covered if someone's out of the show for good and can't finish. So sometimes they have to really think quickly on their feet. They have to work well under pressure. There's been some crazy instances like that. One time, even before the curtain went up, like just minutes before, the main principal knew he was not able to dance. His calf was going to tear. And so our ballet mistress, kind of re-choreographed and organized the entire ballet, had messages sent down to the orchestra pit on which pieces of music to cut, and then, you know, maybe a couple minutes late, we rose the curtain and we did a version of the ballet. So they're there for those kinds of moments as well. So those are exciting moments, but as a ballet master, I'm sure they never hope for them to happen under their watch. Rachel, it seems like you are super interested in the behind-the-scenes moments, and I wanted to cue you in to a cool series that City Ballet has done with AOL. Maybe you've seen it online, and so maybe I'm already telling you something you know. But it's called City.Ballet, and it's an AOL original series. I think you would enjoy every episode, or every season, in fact, but there's a particular one on Ballet Masters. It's episode 5. It didn't say which season it was when I searched it, but if you search online, City.Ballet, episode 5, Ballet Masters, you will find it. And also, I wanted to point you in the direction of a really great Instagram to follow. It's one of our core members from New York City Ballet. His name is Devin Alberta, and he posts these really beautiful artistic photos of our lives as dancers at New York City Ballet, but it's from our own viewpoint. Not the usual pictures from the audience of us performing, but the backstage and the background moments. It's kind of from the dancer looking out as they experience their day. He's super talented. I think his pictures, not only are they interesting because it's maybe moments of our day that you guys would all want to see and be a part of. It's like being a fly on the wall, but they're also really artistic, and he somehow captures amazing light and amazing moments, and oftentimes the pictures involve a sense of movement. You can kind of see the movement that's happening in the photo. He's so talented. So his Instagram is at DALBERDA, at DALBERDA. And I suggest all of you to follow him. He's just fantastic. Thanks for writing in, Rachel. What a great question. And thanks for being a fan. Have a good week. Thanks so much for tuning in this week. We'll be back next week with another new episode. If you would like to ask a question about ballet, please go to balancingpoint.com, click on the Ask Megan link, and record your question. You can also write me on Instagram at mfairchild17, Twitter at fairchildmegan, or through my website, meganfairchild.com. I hope everyone is having a wonderful spring.